Today's church is a single-nave late Renaissance building with a subsequently added spacious apse. The apse houses the sacristy, and above it is the choir area, or the priesthood choir, dating from 1762. The choir area is custom and handmade out of wood. Today, it is under the special protection of the Republic of Croatia. Here we can also see the organ, produced by the well-known organ builder Petar Nakic. At the altar of Our Lady, the first altar to the left of the main altar, is a statue of Our Lady of the Angels, from 1729 in wood. It is interesting to note that the Mother of God is dressed in a bright colour, which is very rare in church art. She is usually dressed in a blue or white cloak, whilst here she is dressed in green colours, beautifully decorated with plentiful tiny flowers, in the style of the national costume typical of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The legend, and some records in the monastery, say that during Turkish rule, this monastery was preserved and was never entirely burnt and destroyed because the Mother of God was wearing a green cloak. For in the Islamic world, the colour green is perceived as the colour of future life. In fact, the colour green is considered the colour of hope in Christianity as well. Inside the church, we can also see the altar of the Holy Cross, opposite the altar of Our Lady, the altar of St. Anthony in the centre, and the altar of St. Joseph, which is particularly interesting because the child has embraced Joseph, which is rare. Usually Joseph is depicting holding the child in his arms. Further on, to the left of the church entrance, is the altar of St. Pascal, and opposite is the altar of St. Francis. All of these altars were constructed in the 18th century. There are also five confessionals, which are very valuable and prove that in earlier times there were many people who practiced the sacrament of confession. The candle holders, or lampions, hanging from the ceiling in the centre, date from the 18th century.